Snap Studios.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snap Nation, today we're breaking format. Everything is going out of the window because I've got a special treat and can't wait for you to hear it. One of the maestros of speculative fiction, Jonathan Mitchell of the Truth Podcast. He just dropped a masterwork you have to experience. So today on Snap Judgment, get ready. A full cast, audio production, episode one of The Body Genius. A for real movie of the mind. Tell everyone to leave you alone for the next few minutes. Get you some popcorn and the beverage of your choice ready as we fall into the dark and fictional world of Evan, the best Hollywood trainer that money can buy. Listeners, please note, this episode does include strong language and some violence.
In 2017, Hollywood actor Adam Kyle had a truly baller year. He played the lead role in three huge movies that you've probably heard of. First was Kane the Automatic Man.
General, why did you augment my body and fill my mind with hate?
Next came Dirty Boy.
I'm a pornographer, Doc. I know all the ins and outs of how people get their rocks off. But I don't know nothing about love.
And finally, Prison Ship.
My hatred is seeing up, Captain! Seeing up for 1,000 ships!
Wow. You didn't realize all those came out in the same year, did you? Well, they did, and they were all huge hits with the critics, and they all made bank at the box office. But here's something even cooler. In each one, my man Adam Kyle looked totally, completely different. In Kane, he was this jacked half-robot man.
Who am I?
In Dirty Boy, he was this overweight, bedridden magazine pervert with a goatee.
I'm dying, Doc.
And in Prison Ship, he was all emaciated and gross for the first 2 hours, and then totally ripped for the third.
Ribbon!
Wow. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Kyle.
Critics and talk shows called him a chameleon. They said basically nobody in the entire history of Hollywood even came close to being as committed as Adam Kyle.
You know, you look nuts in this movie. How do you do it?
Well, Rich, the way I see it, my job as an actor is to give you everything I got.
When I heard all this nice stuff they were saying, I just smiled. I felt incredibly psyched deep down in my heart because Adam was some of my best work. I'm Adam's trainer. My name's Evan. I'm the one who made Adam's body look insane in those movies, and I'm the one that got it back to normal afterward. Actually, if I'm being honest, I'm one of the main guys who knows how to do that kind of stuff.
All right, you're almost there, dude. Come on, give me one more, then you're done.
I got my own gym right here in Studio City. I named it Twin Anvils after a drawing I did in my workout notebook one day. It just came to me.
One more, here we go.
I got two trainers working under me, Jake and Jules.
Hey, Evan.
What's up, Cap? Five more, come on.
Getting an actor's body to where a movie needs it to be, showing them what workouts to do, what to eat, hyping them up, that's my art and my passion. Sign up with me, come to my gym, work with me to set aggressive goals, and I will not let you down. Looking back, though, there's one client I wish I'd never taken on. His name was Wesley Stern.
Hey, Evan. I'm Wesley.
It's not that we didn't meet Wesley's body goals. We absolutely did. We obliterated them. But about 6 months after I met him, Wesley turned up dead. In my gym. strapped to a weight machine that wasn't even part of his workout plan.
Oh, it'll bring me such pleasure to see this all work out. You know, when Wesley told me what he
I first met Wesley through Elaine Therese, one of my classiest clients. I got her in shape for Medusa Rises and behind Lady Deborah. She introduced us at this pretty dank health cafe called Wellness Corral.
So Wesley and I did a Doll's House together back in, when was that, Wesley? 2003?
Yeah.
And I remember being up there on stage every night, and I was looking at Wesley, thinking, who is this brilliant creature? And we leave the theater, and you should have seen the girls waiting outside, Evan. It was an absolute mob.
Oh, wow. What was that like, man?
It was all right.
Wesley, come on. It was more than all right. It was the height of Wesley mania. Because you've just done that movie? What was that movie?
Anywhere You Wanna.
Anywhere You Wanna, which is this beautiful young Wesley and this precious girl, and Wesley dances, and he's so, so funny, and he's so flirty. I actually just saw it on a list where they called it one of the biggest teen movies ever.
Oh, get out of here. Oh, man.
It's a stupid movie. I was a kid.
It did box him in a little bit.
Everybody wanted me to make another movie with dancing in it.
But now, Wesley has been cast in a new project, and he's very excited about it. It's about a policeman.
It's called Immortal Cop.
Nice.
Wesley plays this wonderful cop who chases this horrible drug dealer into a cave.
Into a mummy exhibit.
And then he gets a magical talisman.
Whoa, that's like the best movie I've ever heard of already.
Actually, I shoot the talisman and then get cursed with immortality, right? And then I have to watch all my friends and family die. Then I spend a century getting the strongest anyone's ever been. And then I rejoin the police force to fight the mafia of the future.
Oh my god, yeah. That's awesome.
It's actually really complex. Like, it's not just some futuristic action movie, you know? Because I can act, you know?
Totally.
Really act. But everybody's got it stuck in their head who I am. And that's death for an actor. I want this to be the kind of performance that makes people go, that's Wesley Stern?
Yeah, hell yeah, man. We can totally make that happen. Check it out. These are our gym specs. We got 4 private weight training rooms, 20 state-of-the-art weight machines, 2 ace co-trainers. The place is super clean. We're, like, always cleaning it.
And do you do, like, food, too?
You bet. We got a chef on site, Magda. When we're in the thick of it, you're gonna be eating, like, 6-7 meals a day.
Ooh,
and we're gonna...
Yuck.
Yuck?
Wesley, honey, don't say yuck.
Sorry, can you excuse me for a second?
Whoa. Does this guy even like me? Usually people like me.
He does. He likes you, okay? He just has a little trouble trusting people. He's taken a lot of very bad advice in the last decade, but now a big studio's taking a chance on him. No one's taken a real chance on Wesley in so long, Evan.
Just wish I felt like he liked me, like, at all.
Do you remember what you said to me right before I picked you to get me in shape for Medusa Rises?
Yeah.
I think that when Evan gets back, you should say that to him.
Like, exactly?
Yes, yes.
Sorry about that. So...
I'm gonna level with you, Wesley. Nobody in this town does what I do. At least not as good as I do it. And that's because I love the human body, and I love movies. And therefore, I know how important a good-looking body is as a storytelling instrument. Sign up with me. Come to my gym, and I will not let you down. Together, we'll make your body look insane.
Okay. Sounds good to me, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. Let's do this.
All right! Yes!
Oh, I'm so pleased. I can't tell you how much pleasure this brings me.
Dude, you have cool arms.
Yeah, everyone says so.
Do you want to see the cop?
See the what?
Immortal cop, dude. This concept artist from the movie helped me figure out what he should look like.
No way.
Yeah. Take a look at this.
Whoa! This shit is severe.
Right?
This guy's massive.
I know.
Look at you two. I'm on cloud 9.
So is this a cop outfit from the future? Turns out, under all that attitude, Wesley was my kind of guy. He wanted to look like an action figure, basically. Huge traps, thick chest and arms, crazy big thighs, crazy lean everywhere else. I outlined a super ambitious program for him right there, basically off the top of my head. A few months later, we got to work.
All right, Wesley, are you ready? Here we go, baby!
Wesley was the ideal client. Showed up on time, almost never cheated on the 5,000 calorie a day system I designed for him, always kept pushing and pushing, whether it was deadlifts, tire flips, battle ropes, whatever.
Here we go.
And he made my job fun. Like, I yell stuff at all my clients, right? Because it gets them hyped.
Yes.
But they don't all yell stuff back.
Yeah.
Wesley did.
How jacked do you want to look?
Very!
How strong do you want to be?
A lot!
And he had a real brain for training. Like, he actually grasped the underlying concepts.
Interval training is how we burn body fat after bulking you up. Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
Low body fat makes huge muscles look cool on camera. Do you get it?
Mm-hmm.
Commitment like that, it gets results. Sometimes I'd look at how big Wesley was getting, and it would make me so happy, I'd just, like, laugh. And Wesley would ask me why I was laughing, and I'd lie and say I was thinking of a show I'd seen. And he'd ask me what show, and I would just stop talking until he changed the subject. One afternoon, just 4 months in, we both caught a glimpse of him in the gym mirror, and I think it hit us both at the exact same time.
Check it out, man. You're him. You're Immortal Cop.
I am. I'm Immortal Cop.
Yeah.
All right, Evan, dude, shots.
Oh, man.
I want to thank you for everything you did.
Oh, hey, man, you did all the real work. Cheers.
No. You know how hard it is to get a guy like me to really believe that things can change.
Well, look, most of the time, it felt like I was just hanging out with one of my buddies, for real.
Yeah, right. I know I was a pain in your ass.
But, you know, none of my other clients ever took me out for drinks.
Really?
Yeah.
Actors are assholes, man. They're so fake.
Yeah, you're right, they are. They're fake.
Yeah.
You know, they love posting pictures where we're drinking weight gain shakes together or I'm pointing at their abs like I'm scared of them. But if I ever try to, like, hang out with them outside the gym, they'd be like, somebody get this dumb jock away from me.
Everybody in this town should be kissing your ass, okay? Not the other way around.
Wow.
You trainers are the reason theater twerps like me can act like gods and superheroes in the movies, man.
You really mean that?
Never was so much owed by so many to so few.
Whoa!
I'm sorry.
That's awesome! What was that voice?
Winston Churchill, man.
Oh, man. I thought it was like a frog monster guy, like an original character. Two more, please?
No, dude, I almost played him a couple years ago, man. Young Winston Churchill. Did a makeup test and everything.
Nice.
They went in a different direction.
What? What, are they stupid? Oh, man.
Yeah, right. Evan, dude, when we first met, I told you I never made another dance movie after Anywhere You Wanna. That was a lie, man. I made one more. It was called Sleep Dance. I played a teenager who danced really well in his sleep. I was 29.
Was it bad?
Dude, it was terrible. I co-wrote it, too. My team tried to shelve it, but it leaked onto the internet. And that's when everybody stopped hiring me, dude. Everybody. And now, for some reason, I'm getting another shot. And you helped me not mess it up. Sorry, it's just been real tough.
It's all right. You let it out. Let it out, dude. You know, I got a confession, too. You know, I act like I don't want the credit for the work that I do with the actors, but, truth is, just once, I'd like for one of my clients to take me down the red carpet of one of those award shows with all the cameras flashing and say, "This is my trainer. He is why I look the way I do, and I love him."
I love my train.
Listen, that's gonna be us, man.
Yeah?
That's gonna be us. Come here, Mitch.
We hugged and got drunk and played darts all night. Looking back, it was, without question, a fun-ass night that I'll never forget. Wesley started filming pretty soon after that, and workouts slowed down. The plan was to pick it back up when he needed to look especially shredded for some shirtless scenes. But Wesley Stern never got the chance. It was early in the morning on the 6th anniversary of me opening my gym. Every year on that day, I have a tradition. I eat what I call the bad breakfast. Just a huge, unhealthy feast right at my desk. Two huge stacks of pancakes, donuts, multiple sausage, egg, and cheese biscuits. Just so I can secretly work off all the calories that day without anybody knowing. It's a weird thrill known only to the super fit. But I gotta get there at like 4:30 a.m. to meet the delivery guy so nobody sees.
What the hell?
When I got there, the gym security shutter was halfway up. No bueno. I saw Wesley's Mercedes parked halfway up the block, but we didn't have a workout scheduled that week. Insanely, the front door to the gym was wide open.
Seriously, what the hell?
Hello? Is somebody in here? Wesley?
All the lights were off, like they should be, except for the machine room in the back of the gym.
Hello? Wesley? Oh, man.
There was Wesley.
Oh, dude.
Strapped into our newest fitness machine, the all-in-one Strathmotor Ultima.
Oh, dude. Oh.
This thing could convert itself to do any kind of workout, and it looked like Wesley had somehow turned all the modes on at once. The leg press plate was drawn up almost all the way to his hips, but the built-in ab crunch pad had pulled him in the opposite direction, forcing his knees into his own ribs and caving them in. The chest fly handles had pulled both of his arms clockwise around his body, twisting his torso completely around while the cushion from the butt blaster held his horribly smashed face in place. He was totally mangled, just a mess of blood, teeth, bone, and muscle, all of it vibrating a little.
Hey, you ordered this $200 breakfast?
The delivery guy walked in.
Oh my God!
He horked. I couldn't blame him. I took the digital pulse sensor that I keep attached to my waistband at all times for impromptu cardio troubleshooting, and I clipped it to Wesley's finger.
Just as I thought. Dead.
Snappers, it ain't over. Not by a long shot. Evan has a mess on his hands and all over his workout equipment. He has to make high-stakes decisions fast when The Body Genius, a special collaboration with the Truth Podcast, continues. Stay tuned. When last we left, Evan finds actor Wesley Stern in his gym, dead, and strapped to a weight machine that wasn't part of his workout program. Snap judgment.
I told the cops everything I knew, and I shut the gym down for a week. No appointments, no consultations, nothing. Days passed, and I felt real depressed. I just wanted to watch movies in my apartment. I even tracked down a copy of Anywhere You Wanna.
Prom is over, Timbo. What happens now? Where are we gonna go?
We'll go anywhere you wanna.
The movie was awesome. Wesley was a great fucking actor. But I didn't get to finish it.
You got Evan.
Hi, Evan. This is Detective Taylor. I could use your help with something down here at the crime scene.
When I got to Twin Anvils, Detective Taylor was in my office with this red-faced bald guy who already hated me for some reason.
Hey, you're the trainer?
What?
Who paid your fee, Wesley or the studio?
The studio? What's up?
Give me all your hiring paperwork.
It's okay, Evan. He's with me.
All right. It's in my safe.
I want everything related to your work with Stern.
Okay. You're being really mean to me in my own office, but I'll give you what you want, I guess.
Thank you so much. Make it quick, will you?
Okay. I have them right here, but they're mine, so I'm gonna have to make some copies.
Whatever. Do it.
Okay. It's a slow copier because it's a Xerox machine in a gym. Okay, they're done.
Give me that, meathead. Fuck!
Sorry, Evan, that guy's an asshole.
Dude, call me a meathead.
Yeah, Mr. Blake's an investigator from Tobin's of Hollywood, a firm that insured Wesley for a mortal cop.
What, like life insurance? Or
cast insurance. If a movie has to stop production because the star gets hurt, it costs a lot of people a lot of money. So they get them insured. If Mr. Blake can prove training at your gym was an unnecessary risk, Tobin's might be able to weasel out of paying the full claim. They're also trying to determine if Wesley had any drugs in his system.
Hang on. Whoa. Whoa, Wesley's gains were 100% legit. We worked day and night to get him huge. I would know if he was juicing. It makes your sweat smell weird.
Evan.
I'll prove it if I got to. If you want me to reproduce Wesley's results with a similar-sized man, I am 100% prepared to do so.
I mean drugs in the traditional sense.
Oh.
Wesley was a drug addict.
Really?
Up until about a year ago. I don't know if you knew this, but his career had kind of fallen off. People stopped hiring him because the drugs made him unpredictable.
He told me that was because of sleep dance.
Tobin's is running his body through every drug test known to man at their facility right now. Save us some work, I guess. Between you and me, though, they're going to pay out big time.
Huh. Sucks to be them, I guess, huh?
Hey, while I have you here, do you mind if I ask you a few questions about your relationship with Mr. Stern?
Yeah, that would rip, actually. I've hardly talked to anybody all week. Just been feeling so messed up. I knew Wesley's body goals better than anybody in the world, and I'm telling you, ending up all dead and mangled like he did, that is just so far from what he wanted.
Were you friends?
Me and Wesley? I mean, I don't want to put words into his mouth, but yeah. We went out for drinks once.
But there were some fights too, right? Some pretty public fights from what I've heard.
Fights?
The night you went out for drinks with him. I guess you got pretty drunk, is that right?
Yeah. You know, my body works really well, so I get drunk really fast.
And you met someone. A woman.
See that guy?
Uh-huh.
That's Wesley Stern over there. I helped him gain 30 pounds of muscle for his movie called Mortal Cop.
Yeah?
Evan, dude, come on, stop. She doesn't care. Wait. Let's go. I got us a car.
Actually, I love sci-fi.
Oh, well, sorry then, because it's actually not sci-fi. It's a cerebral drama, because Wesley's trying to make everybody forget that he was a dancing teenager.
Evan, shut up! Come on, let's go.
And then your co-trainers told me Wesley showed up at the gym next morning, unscheduled.
So, if anybody in the gym guesses the number of marbles in this fishbowl, they get a free year of smoothies from any Vita Palace location.
Well, Evan, everything you told that woman last night went up on the fucking internet this morning.
Whoa, hey man, cool down.
This is why you signed a non-disclosure agreement, moron!
I know, dude, I'm not stupid.
Well, now the studio is gonna sue your ass, and I am gonna make sure that nobody ever comes to your shitty, tiny gym again!
Hey, Wesley, man, come on! Do not talk to me like that in front of my co-trainers!
Yeah, see you in hell, Evan!
They said you smashed the fishbowl.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. But dude, Wesley and I made up literally that afternoon. He took me out for laser tag, and he admitted that he overreacted. And the studio didn't even care. Didn't anybody tell you that?
And then another time, at that dessert shop across the street, Cream Baby, you pulled up in your car and saw Wesley sitting out front drinking a Coke float and a big frosty glass.
What the hell is that?
Wesley? A Coke float? Dude, you are erasing gains with that crap!
Hey! Can you just take it from me like that? What are you doing? I'm gonna
care.
Stop. People are watching.
Quit. Hey.
Oh, fine, fine. I can't eat this, Master Evan. Can I throw it through the window of your corny ass Miata?
That was a mistake, my man.
Your co-trainer Jules says you chased Wesley 6 blocks.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. That did happen, actually. I, like, stopped, though. He paid for the damage to my car, actually. It wasn't even that bad.
I also talked to one of Jack's clients, and she remembered you and Wesley yelling some disturbing things during a workout.
I'll kill you first!
I'll kill you first!
I'll kill you first!
I'll kill you first! Well, yeah, that happened. But, dude, that was an acting exercise slash lifting chant that we made up. It was the best of both worlds. First of its kind. That was a good day. Are you trying to say that I, like, didn't like Wesley, or...
That's Draft Motor Ultima. You found Wesley, and can you tell me about how that thing works?
Not really. I mean, it's pretty new. Personally, I prefer free weights to machines because they engage...
A guy from Straff Motor explained it to me. The Ultima's got a little computer in it, so you can set your whole workout ahead of time and go exercise to exercise without leaving the spot. He said the way all the different little parts worked against each other with Wesley, the chances of that happening by accident were 1 in a million. Sounded like a company man trying to cover his ass short. But then he showed me something else. The Ultima keeps a little history of every workout. And apparently, those settings were changed in the middle of Wesley's workout, while he was strapped in. You see, there's a password-protected interface that lets somebody do that. It's called the trainer mode. Something wrong, Evan?
No. Well, actually, for some reason, the words that you're saying to me right now, they're giving me a stomachache.
Well... Thanks for answering my questions. Here's my number if you want to update your statement.
Update my statement?
Yeah, you know, if there's anything you want to get off your chest.
I liked Detective Taylor, so why didn't I like the stuff he was saying? And then it hit me. Not all at once, but little by little. Detective Taylor is a detective. Detective Taylor thinks somebody killed Wesley Stern. Detective Taylor had a list of times where I seemed mad at Wesley. Detective Taylor said something about a trainer mode in a slow, scary way. Wait a minute. I am a suspect in the murder of Wesley Stern. I opened my office window and did a pull-up onto the roof. That kind of thing is very easy for me. Usually, I enjoy it, but this was different. Somebody had an idea about me that was totally wrong, and that felt gross. It was like being off my target weight by 7 pounds. Totally unacceptable. And if somebody out there really had killed Wesley, well, just the thought pissed me off in a whole different way. Right there on that roof, I made a firm commitment to myself that I would design a plan to prove I didn't kill my friend. And I would not let me down.
To listen to the rest of The Body Genius to find out what happens next, go to The Truth Podcast on your podcast device gadget and subscribe to The Truth. You'll see the entire 5-episode production, The Body Genius. It's awaiting your listening pleasure. A big thank you to The Truth Podcast for sharing this story with the Snap. The Body Genius, it stars Chris Cafaro as Evan, was written by Hunter Nelson and produced by Jonathan Mitchell and Davey Gardner. For a full list of credits and to find a link to all 5 episodes of The Body Genius, go to snapjudgment.org. Even though this is not the news, no way is this the news. In fact, you could get cussed out on the street by the trainer that you paid for simply because you ate a double chocolate banana split. And even then, you would still, not be as far away from the news as this is. But this is WNYC.
From PRX.